Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's Friday and we've got the stories of hope. I cannot tell you right now how ridiculously excited I am about our first guest. It's like when you read the bios of the people that come in and you are in alignment with what they're doing and their journey and what they've been up to in this life. And you're gonna hear in this discussion, you're gonna love her just as much as I do already. So let me introduce you to Pastor Martha Austin, lovingly known as Mima. She's the founder and sole owner of Mima's Gourmet Delights, a bakery and catering company that she established in 2013. She takes great pride in her work as a baker and uses this platform as an opportunity to strengthen her community and create a legacy for her family. While Mima's Gourmet Delights is at the forefront of her current popularity, which business is booming, is only one of the many gifts and talents this Pastor Austin possesses. Pastor Austin began her work in ministry in the late 90s, pastoring Stillwater International Ministries, mentoring with SOS Outreach and creating a family conference series called Royal Destiny Family Conferences. There's so much more to her story, but we're going to talk. Welcome to the show today.
Well, thank you for having me. It is an honor and a privilege. I don't know if you guys can they see me? Because this is a little new for me.
Yeah. They can see you. Everybody can see you and people can hear you.
Hello, everyone. Hello. I am just so happy to be here. As the intro was playing, Jacob, I was just thinking, this is a podcast for the people.
It is.
And I am a pastor for the people.
Yes.
So we're getting ready to have some fun for maybe about 10 minutes. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah, I love that. And so one of the things I didn't say in your bio is that you said that all the things that you've done, creating legacy, a love legacy, and, you know, reaching out to people, really firing up and being in your ministry. And that's a big piece. And I love that so much. I mean, this is the Heaven on Earth show.
Yeah.
And I love that so much. When people are in their faith, it doesn't matter to me what their faith is, but when they're passionate about God and their faith, That's all. Right? And so here you are. You said in the bio that you're just beginning now in this next phase of your life because you've got your gourmet delights, your baking. I want to hear about that. I want you to talk about that, where you are right now and like what is unfolding. Let's bring it real. Let's be real. Let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I just keep hearing in my spirit, no pain, no gain. Well, I tell you, I'm gaining now because of the pain that I had to go through. Listen. Listening audience, it did not come cheap. Where am I now? Right now, I'm let's just say this, I'm located in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I got the Greeby's account, and that's, I'm in like about three or four of the Century's food store. My business is booming. I went from a mom and pop to doing 10 and 20. I wish I could show you this one picture I got last night where I created 120 cakes, and it was one cake left on the table.
Oh my God.
Milwaukee, I love them. And if they hear me right now, I'm just so excited. You know what they do? I heard that they stand outside of the store early in the morning, waiting for it to open to buy my product. Well, you know that this, I mean, I'm saying to you guys, the product is good, but unless the Lord builds the house, he that labors, labors in vain. So it's him that is making my name great. Where am I now? I'm at a humble place because I remember my beginnings. And I mean, and I'd like to just even say that to the people, that no pain, no gain. Okay, I don't know what else to.
Yeah, I think that's brilliant, because you also said that you're just beginning and you're in your 60s and you're just beginning. Now, normally when people are in their 60s, they're not thinking about they're just beginning, because like I said to you in the green room before we came onto the show today, mm-hmm. I said, I can tell that we've been through hell and back.
You better say it.
Right. And now we're showing up and we're starting out with all that wisdom, all that pain felt and mm-hmm. overcome, and continuously putting love first, putting mm-hmm. God first, putting laying that foundation that it is God's house. Mm-hmm. The earth is God's house. Mm-hmm. It's all God's house. Your physical body is God's house. It's all.
I love you. I love you. I love you.
I know you're my people, and like, I totally know you're my people. That's why I knew we were going to like totally connect. Like I, you know, like right away, I want to see you in person.
Oh,
and the other thing is that with your new store that you're opening, mm-hmm. what I see for you with, you know, all the cakes and everything, you know, the next show we're going to do with you, we want to see some of those pictures, and you could have sent those to us and Jacob could have put those up and showed them, but that's fine. But here's what I see. I see that in your delightful bakery that you're selling your product to people that is so good and people are loving it, that your podcast is playing on the loudspeaker when they're coming.
Right. I love you. Come on now. I like that. Come on.
Right. I mean, not only then are you able to, you know, do your baking, but you're also are also able to inspire and bring your wisdom in that way. And people are just going to, they're going to feel so nourished and so loved, because having a bakery, the sweetness, that's what people need, right? It's mm-hmm. It's the sweet things. It's the love. And then the love of the wisdom that we share with each other mm-hmm. after we've endured a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I like that too, what you're saying too. And you keep alluding back to the pain. And when I think about that pain, you guys, I'm thinking about, see if you can feel me, audience, come on in, let me say this to you, because it's so crucial. It really is crucial. I'm thinking about like a rubber band, you know, and if you pull that rubber band back, you stretch it, you know, and you stretch it and you stretch it. It's not easy being stretched. But then if you put something inside of it and you let that thing go, it propels over the wall. You go farther. I heard a story one time about an archer. Listen at this. See, and he was training these group of men. He was training them. I think it was about five of them. And so as they were standing there and they had went through the course and they had learned everything that they could learn. Don't that sound a lot like us? Sometimes through the school of life, it feels like we've learned all we could learn. But then there comes the test. Because that's when what you learn is going to have to be tried, and sometimes in the fire. So I'm thinking about these archers, and the teacher looks at the five archers, and he said, get into position, and they pull back their bow, and there's the target up, and they're looking, and the teacher walks by each one of them. Now get this, guys. He walks by, and he says to the first one, son, what do you see? And he said, I see the trees moving. I see things just, it's a little distorted. He said, put down your bow. Come on now, I'm going somewhere. He said, went to the next archer. He said, what do you see? And he's standing there sturdy. He said, I see the squirrel crawling down this tree. And I see, he said, put down your bow. He went to the next one, said the same thing. He got to the last archer. And he said, son, what do you see? The archer stood there sturdy, and he thought about it, And then he said, I see the bullseye. He said, shoot your arrow, son, shoot your arrow. And that's what happens after you go through the pain and you get the gain. I'll say to you, shoot your arrow. Because now, I mean, Jim Carrey said it like this in a speech. He said, hope jumps into the fire, but faith jumps over the fire. So no matter what you're going through, you'll make it. You'll make it. Shoot your arrow. And that's what happened to me. I went through so many things until I pulled back my bow, and I got to the point where all I could see, you guys, is the bullseye. And then I shot it, and I tell you, the sky is the limit.
You know what we need right now? Jacob, are you listening to this? You know what we need right now? In the future, we need these sound effects. But right now, we need a round of applause. That means, seriously, that was such a great story. People heal through
it's real. It's real.
Yeah. And it was perfect to be able to go from, you know, all seeing what where people's belief system is.
Exactly.
And where they are. And I can relate to the band, because I have a very, very wide band. So my band is really wide and deep. And so that's what I know. That's why I'm saying the band has been a big, you know, this is a podcast in itself. How wide is your band? You know, that's good. So let's tell the audience where they can, first of all, find you in your Bakery Delights. Yes. And where they can look you up also on social media. Give that and speak that slow, because some people are driving.
Sure. First of all, before I say that, thank you so much again for this opportunity. Jacob, thank you for being there and listening, audience. If I could hug you, I would right now. Thank you for just tuning in. And what a wonderful, wonderful broadcast this is. You can reach me. My website is mymemahs.com. You can reach me there. You can. My phone number, 414-418-0616. Again, 414-418-0616. I think you have all of the Facebook. I can be reached on all of the medias. And guess what? I love you guys.
You know, I know that you and I are definitely going to be friends, and we're going to, you know, collaborate together and do things together, because we have to. It's like when you meet people like this, it just...
Time.
Who is our tribe? Who is our soul family? What?
You're right. I'm agreeing with you.
Right? Who's our tribe? Who's our soul family? Who gets us? Who gets us? And who really, you know, because this is big energy. This is big energy. And it's like, okay, because that means that there's been a lot of pain to endure and move beyond. But like, the faith is where it's at. That's where it's at. Now, do you have any final words for me?
You know what, as we're talking about Meemaws and everything that we said, just putting it, you know, kind of putting it back together again, when we're talking about the pain, you know, without pain, there's no muscles. You know, I wish you guys can see me, if you can see my physique, because I got some muscles because I've been working out in the gym. Do you know that was painful, though? That was painful for that to come. So if you, the more that you want, and the sky is the limit to whom much is given, much is required.
Yeah.
Much is required. You can't think you wake up one day and say, okay, I'm a millionaire. You have to work for it.
Yeah, you have to work for it. And that's going to take, you know, a lot of the consciousness has to be released of the poverty of our conditioning, mm-hmm. of our past, our beliefs that we have. Think about the archer. And you said it earlier, no pain, no gain. We'll leave you all with that. Thank you so much, Mima, for coming on and blessing us with your beauty and your presence and your energy and your amazing gifts. We want to thank you so much. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Everyone, come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it. launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
You are a brilliantly self-aware woman with a big heart and a cycle of dissatisfying relationships. Maybe you're drawn to a man who lights a fire in you but leaves you feeling amiss. Does that sound about right? My name is Love Coach Mariah, and I help women navigate the rough waters of rocky relationship from push and pull to peace of mind. Learn more at lovecoachmariya.com. The first call is on me.
Take us with you on your morning commute. Download your favorite shows and listen anytime. Just visit transformationtalkradio.com. You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day. Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Honestly, the next person I'm going to introduce you to right now was listening to our previous guest, and she was sending those hearts. And we really appreciate that, because that does help that algorithm. We love that when you do that. But this is so ridiculous when you hear this next. And when I say ridiculous, I mean awesome, right? I mean great. It's like not ridiculous in a bad way. But Anujay Johnson is a mother of six. Hello. That's what I mean. It's like, wow. A mother of six, a wife, an entrepreneur, a CEO of Ranaki and Associates LLC. I mean, this woman, a multi-level financial consulting company. She focuses on the financial structure of families and businesses by offering diverse education and support for aspiring entrepreneurs, parents, and youth collectively, which is desperately, desperately needed. She has overcome all challenges with childhood trauma, mental illness, and hidden homelessness. Wow. And she has taken imposter syndrome head on and started her healing journey to become the best version of herself for her family and her dreams. She's made it on one of her missions to help other women do the same. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here. This is exciting.
This is huge what you've accomplished.
Thank you.
Do you credit yourself? Like, do you realize, you know, how, like, really, like, how far you've come?
Recently, I've been doing some digging and realizing that, yes. Recently, no. I have, like, over the past couple of weeks, a lot of friends have been talking to me about that. Do you understand how big this is, and, you know, the life I live now versus then? Because they knew me back then. They're like, this is so major. I'm like, I'm just here. I got through it. I lived. Let's keep going, you know?
Yeah, but we do have to acknowledge the intelligent wisdom that we've gained through all the pain and the trauma, like you said. And we have to, when we become, you know, self-realized in our creation, then we, you know, we're honoring where we've been. Many, many times, you know, because many times there hasn't been a lot of choice. There was only, I'm doing this, right? And that's really plowing through. And then eventually at some point, it's like, okay, let's celebrate all the victories. You know, you should probably even have some sort of party in your name that, you know, that celebrates the journey. I mean, seriously, the accomplishments, being a mother of six, that in alone, that by itself without even doing anything else. What is that like?
That is a beautiful chaos of love. That's what I call it. I absolutely love every single one of them. Yes, they are regular toddlers and children who have their ups and downs, but I enjoy watching them grow. Like, I homeschool them. I stay at home with them. So I get to watch those beautiful moments and I enjoy it. There's days that I just want them to go somewhere. Absolutely. I won't get on your platform and lie like that, but I love it. It's chaotic, but it's beautiful.
How old are they?
I have a 12-year-old, a 7-year-old, and then I have 4, 3, 2, and 1.
Unbelievable. I mean, that is just unbelievable. And so what made you choose homeschooling?
Well, honestly, I just happened to, like, my baby just came home one day and she just told me that after all the different schools I tried to take her to, Mom, I really don't like school. It doesn't feel safe for me. She just told me, can you please homeschool me? And I did. And then I tried with my other children and it just seemed like, you know, having to stop my day, run up there and all these different, I was just like, you know what? We got this. You know, I got them a great program. I don't do it myself. I don't like try to wing it. I literally bring in the curriculums they need. And I enjoy their learning curves and getting them through them, you know, by myself. And it's fun. Like, I don't know.
I think, again, that speaks of your character as a woman and as a mother to actually listen to your child. Because I know that if I would have come home back in the day when I was your daughter's age, and if I would have come home and I would have said to my mom the things that I was actually feeling about school, that wouldn't have gone over too well.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Right. Because, and then, you know, back then, our parents really didn't listen to us the way they listen, that the way that you're modeling today, because, you know, maybe even too, you as a young child weren't listened to. Is that?
That is correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's, so you already said, I'm overriding that program. I'm not going to do that again. I'm going to be there for my kids. And I mean, can you imagine? I mean, yeah, the kids are chaotic. They got, you know, they got all these issues and all these things, but they feel safe and they feel loved. And hello, that what, you know, that's really important. And then at the same time, you are the CEO and a businesswoman, and you're also helping other women and families create financial wealth in their life.
Yes.
What got you started on that, on the financial journey with that? Like, what was the, where was that? When did that
happen? I can definitely tell you. So I grew up around real estate my whole life. So when I was 6 years old, my mother started working as a leasing agent. And when I was 17, I got into that career myself. So part of my job was to evict people that could not pay their bills. And it was hard. I got to see children lose their homes, have to leave clothes, shoes, everything behind because they had no expenses to move. I mean, these people just didn't have resources and didn't really have the fundamentals to understand, like, how to really manage and keep what they have. So it broke my heart. And I started trying to have conversations with them, like, hey, I don't want to charge you these late fees. I know you can't afford it. Talk to me. What do you need? And they would just start spilling their guts to me, and my managers couldn't stand it. And it almost cost me my job at one point. They said I was too personable. So I was just like, well, I'm not going to be here and ruin people's lives like that if I can't help. So I left the industry and I decided to do something about it.
And then you set up your own program. You set up your own company. And now you're thriving in abundance through what you're helping with. And you also have the compassion. And really, you can relate. Because this is one of the things that I'm finding a lot with people that are disconnected and, you know, that are, that our system that isn't sustainable, that was built on debt and lies, where, you know, people just can't relate to, you were relatable. You were relating to those people, but absolutely. I'm so glad that, you know, that you left that business and that you were being true to yourself. And you said, I just can't do this. I can't do it because it wasn't in alignment with your core values.
Yeah.
Right. Wasn't. Yeah. It wasn't aligned with your core values. And not only that, but the role model and the mother that you are today, the example that you're being to your children by this is how we do it. Because you said in the bio, I was talking about how you're helping families and kids with their financial and starting early. And that's an important piece. And you're being that role model and example for your children today so that they don't have the same foundation that so many kids have nowadays, especially the kids in the system, which is like, wow, right?
Yes, absolutely. I agree. I honestly, I call it the domino effect. I want it to affect the entire family. So when they have children, they're modeling, and then their children are, and everyone's just living a life where, you know, of course, so there's a good dad and bad dad. You know, everyone's going to have their moments, but at least it'll circulate and it'll be healthier. And there won't be so many people walking around, you know, thinking, well, I need to look like I have money, even though I don't have it. I want to be the person that says, who told you that you had to look like that? You know, who told you that the nails and the hair matter? Like, let's break that down. So it's a very holistic approach. It's really dealing with self and then getting into the fundamentals. Yeah. So it's not like that regular boring Zoom meeting where you're looking at a presentation you don't understand. We're really talking and having a conversation.
Good. How do people find you? Give us that. Give us those links right now. Tell us how to get in contact with you. How do people find you and connect with you?
Yes. Well, you can get to me like through Raanke.com, RAANCKEE.com. It should be showing up on the screen. If not, I'll drop it in the comments later. Good. But that's where you can find my consultations, my services, even testimonials of people I've recently helped.
That's really important.
They make me cry every time they send me a testimonial.
Oh, I bet. Oh, my gosh.
I hope that you guys will see I really do what I do.
Actually, you can find me. You know what I want you to do in the comments then? Because next week we're going to be promoting this live on YouTube as well. And so then you can put a testimonial from one of your people.
Just put it.
Right? You just put it in the comments. I mean, just, you know, when people read a testimonial, that's all they need to hear. It's like, wow, because it's a referral. It's a referral.
True.
So put that in the comments, okay?
I can do that.
Keep going. Keep going.
Okay. No worries. You guys can find me on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I do have a YouTube channel, and it's all the same tag, Raanke. I kept it simple for you guys. So you just go to those platforms. I also have a TikTok. So wherever your place is, more than likely I'm there. So yeah, just search for me. You'll find either me with curly hair or braids.
Oh, good. Yeah. I just, you know, I have to just, again, acknowledge you, who you are. Very inspiring. I appreciate the energy that you bring to the children in the world and that you are making a better way. I also want to ask you one thing because, you know, you must have a really good husband. You have a really good husband.
I do. He's amazing.
Let's talk about him for just a few minutes. Like,
sure.
Tell me, like, how stinking awesome he is.
Well, first off, he's a very hard worker. He's always has been since I met him. He was able to overcome his own, you know, he's always been a great salesman, naturally. Like, he just talks like, and you want to do whatever he's telling you to do. So he actually took a pivot into that career, and we really changed our lives. And he allowed me to be that encouragement and that cheerleader for him. I really do support him, even though he works long hours. But it's great. You know, he's Superman. That's what I call him. That's my Superman. He always comes in and saves the day. When I'm weak, he's there. When he's weak, I'm there. And so, yeah, I definitely want to give that man his flowers. He is everything.
Yeah, let's give him an applause. You know, let's include him in the party, because we know that, you know, to have that support, it's so important. Like you said, when you're weak, he's there. When he's weak, you're there, and you guys are there for each other. And to have that support is so important. And again, your husband is, again, a wonderful father, a wonderful role model for the children that he brought into this world. And let's acknowledge that, because that takes a huge applause again, right? Takes a huge applause. So I recognize these kinds of things because it's important to honor what we've come through. I appreciate you showing up so much today. We'll definitely be in touch with you again and have you on again, because we want to talk to you further about different things. And so I'll have Ashley reach out to you again.
Sounds awesome. Thank you so much
for coming on. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it. launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're gonna find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
Damayanti, where style and beauty meet timeless wisdom. Damayanti, wearable mantras in sacred Sanskrit. Finely crafted and etched with beautiful reminders of your inner beauty and strength. Made in America and shipped directly from us to you. Damayanti, the place to find beautiful jewelry specially made with love. Go to damayanti.store now to find the special mantra that speaks to your soul.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Inspire, create, empower, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com. What did you say on the
Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Stories of Hope. It's always an honor and a pleasure to be here with you and inspire you to live your greatest life. So my next guest that I'm going to introduce you to is Lanice McGee, known to spark motivation that lights up a room and has served as the liaison between people and their dream, helping them cultivate purposeful action plan. She's an award-winning inspirational author and provides engineering talks to corporate, government, and nonprofit entities. Lanice believes that it's not just about creating a name, but creating an impact. That's so true. Welcome to the show today.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to have this conversation with you today.
So what got started with you becoming an inspirational author? Like, what got that started?
Actually, it wasn't anything that I was like looking for or searching for or thought that I would necessarily do. The opportunity kind of came to me. It actually started the first time that I became an author. I co-authored a book with in an anthology. I was in this program for women who had been survivors of domestic violence. And so I was asked, would you like to share your story? And I was like, okay. And they were looking for some more people to share their stories. And I ended up ghostwriting for a few women who wanted to share their stories, but didn't want to. They needed some help with the writing process. So I did that. And so that's kind of how I started in my writing journey. And from there, I kind of went forward and I had wanted to write a solo project. And this was about 4 or 5 years earlier, and I just started writing it down, and then an opportunity came for me, and I went ahead and went forth, and I launched my 7-day journey to discovering your purpose. And so it all kind of just opened up for me. The opportunities opened up for me, but when the opportunities opened, I actually said, I'm going to jump. I'm going to do it. So that's kind of how it started, and I've been moving forward ever since and trying to grab people along the way.
That's so good. I love that. You're building a legacy. You're building a legacy, creating impact, reaching more people. Mm-hmm. And I love how organically it all started. Like, you weren't looking for it. It's not like you said, I'm going to do this. It just started happening. And then you started writing, and now you've got your books, and now you've got your brand, and now you're a speaker. So how is it being in corporate to speak, you know, putting together energetic talks in corporate or even nonprofits, putting together an electric talk that's going to support them? And you also in creating a bigger impact, having a book helps a lot with that, right? Yes. But so how is it to bring your wisdom and your love into corporate?
So this is my goal, is always to be authentic. And as long as I stay true to who I am, no matter where I show up, you know what? No one can ever shift that. So that's how I show up, and I'm confident whether I'm in corporate, nonprofit, whether I'm doing it just because it's something that I'm passionate about, I'm volunteering. I just show up as myself, and I bring me wherever I go. And so when I do presentations for corporate, I normally focus on leadership or emerging leaders, building teams, things of that nature. And what I do is I just share my journey and my truth, things that I've learned along the way, resources that I've used, but I always show up as me. And so showing up as me means sometimes it's not always perfect. I'm forgiving of myself, you know, I show up and I'm my authentic self. And I think that doing that helps people to really be able to connect to you. And so I'm not trying to be anyone else. I'm just trying to be me and better than myself. Now, do I learn from other people? Of course. I love to glean from other people, learn how do they do their craft? How can I do it better? But then how can I still be who I am when I'm showing up? And so that's advice that I give to anyone when I'm teaching speaking classes, things of that nature. How are you showing up as your authentic self? Because that is when you show up the best. That's when you shine the most, when you are truly true to who you are.
I love that. So you're teaching speaking classes. You're teaching entrepreneurs to speak. This is an important piece. And I love that you're being your authentic self and being able to show up on the stage or in the presentation, and you're showing up and you're relatable and you're able to catch the people, invoking emotions in people to where they're able to relate to you. And like you said, the perfectionist needs to be, you know, I like to retire the perfectionist. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, this worked for a long time, but now let's give you severance and take on a new job, because here we're authentic. And sometimes we fall, right?
Right. And what I've done with this perfectionist mindset is I shift the language. I don't want to be a perfectionist, because that limits me, because then I'm so focused on getting it right, right? Versus learning and growing. But what I do want to do is master it. How can I master what I'm doing? So if I master it, that means I always have room for improvement. That's and I'm so not just focused on what I've done wrong. I'm more focused on how can I grow. And so when I'm being a perfectionist, it's like, what did I do wrong? What did I miss? When I'm mastering it, how can I grow? How can I improve? So it was just a mind shift for me, because I know, just like me, there's a lot of people who are like, it has to be perfect. It has to be this. And sometimes that even limits us from moving forward, because it has to be all checked off. All these boxes have to be checked off. It has to be perfect. And we're missing the opportunity to grow, and we're missing the opportunity to have an impact, because we're so focused. When you're being a perfectionist, you're more focused on you. Because I don't want to look like I messed up. I don't want to mess up anything, which is, you know, of course, no one wants to look bad. We want to give our best. But when I really want to make an impact, I want to make sure that I've mastered this to the best of my ability, that I'm able to share what I know and what I don't know. I can be honest. You know what? I don't have that answer yet, but that's a great question. Let me look into that. I'll get back to you. So I'm not so worried about the end result being perfect, but I'm worried about the process and making sure that my message is getting across and helping people. So that kind of helped me, just that word shift from perfectionist to mastering.
That's so great. I totally resonate with everything you're saying. And, you know, when we're a perfectionist in one area of our lives, that is leaking also into other areas.
Yes.
Right? It's going to show up here. It's going to show up here. Next thing you know, like you said, it was limiting you. Next thing you know, we're completely paralyzed to move.
Yes.
We can't seem to get it perfect. So that's why shifting the mindset, like you said, how do you, you know, I'm curious because I work with a lot of entrepreneurs and I have a mastermind community. A lot of them are speakers. And I'm curious as to how you get, you know, event planners to book you. How do you do that? Like, what's your outreach? Like, what do you do?
So there's a couple of different things that I do. First of all, sometimes you don't have to wait for the platform. You can create it. So that's one thing. Creating your own platform, creating events, speaking at events, people will see you. And if they, my most important thing is, am I bringing content that's valuable? If I am, someone else will want that content to their audience. Yeah. And so by speaking, you are bringing content and you are opening up opportunities for people to book you and find you. I remember I was working with a speaker because I host events and I bring speakers in, and they said, well, how many people are going to be there? Which is okay, but they were local. They were new. They hadn't spoken before, like done this. And I'm like, well, it's more important about the quality versus the quantity right now, because if you speak, the right person can be there and open you up to unlimited resources. So show up. If there's 25 people in there, show up with the same energy as if there was 100 people in there, right? Because you don't know who will be that next person. So really, I go out and I speak. I search on the internet for opportunities. Referrals is a big way that I do. And I ask.
You ask. And then do you also sometimes speak for free at events because of the values that you describe, that somebody's going to hear you and somebody will book the next event with you because of this thing that you just did. Is that right?
Yes. So yes, I definitely look at the overall picture. So am I speaking for free? Am I able to sell my books at the end? Am I able to sell from the stage? Am I able to offer consultation? So there's different ways. And sometimes you want, am I able to get the email list of the people? So there's different things that you can get. You have to know what your goal is every time you're speaking. Otherwise you're speaking, which is okay, maybe just speaking for practice. But when you're speaking and it's a business, have a goal.
That's
and
so
then
good.
That will let you know if you should charge or can you, you know, speak for free with the possibilities of something in the end.
Give us your social media handles so people can look you up and let us know how to find you.
Yes, you can find me at all social medias under Lanice Leeds.
Lanice Leeds?
Yep.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. That's very good.
Thank you.
Good. I'm really, really glad I met you today. You're very inspiring, and I know I'm going to speak with you again. I'm going to have Ashley reach out to you. I want to talk to you about other opportunities, and then we'll go from there. But thank you so much for coming on our platform today and sharing this beautiful example of how you're creating your life in business and creating the impact that is so important to you and leaving a legacy that is in alignment with what you're teaching. So really, really appreciate that. Really appreciate
Thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
Good. So we're going to take a break now on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it, launch and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry. Get the KS Media app. Go to the App Store and download it now.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. And yes, our office is open. And we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things aren't calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. My next guest is Hannah Noel. She, as a business alignment coach, Hannah believes that your experience is your expertise, empowering you to create a business that lights you up based on your passions and lifestyle. After moving to her dream city and increasing her income from minimum wage to nearly six figures in 9 months, she realized her purpose is to empower female business entrepreneurs. Her clients have gone on to have top podcasts, multiple six figures in revenue, fully booked guest interviews, and more. Hannah is the go-to business coach, helping you see your brilliance to design an aligned business. Well, that is an amazing achievement.
Welcome. Thank you. Yes, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
I totally am in the same belief system that your life experience is your art and mm-hmm. you turn it into a business. So I'm completely 100%. I've done that. I'm doing yeah. it. So I'm in that vibration as well. So totally in alignment with it. It's amazing what happens when we are doing that. And so many more people have mm-hmm. the ability to do that too. So that's why you're helping people.
Yeah.
That, right.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I have been through so much in my life and I just felt like, why have I gone through all of these things? Why have I learned all of these things to just keep it to myself? You know, like even though I don't have like all the qualifications, the degrees or their certificates, you know, I have embodied the life experience of the things that I know will help other people. And there's so many people out there that have a whole list of alphabet letters behind their name, but they haven't actually lived the things that they're teaching. So they can't speak from experience. It's kind of guesswork, and that's fine, but that's not what I believe.
Well, and you know, it kind of reminds me, and I'm not being negative here. This is how I feel about like Brené Brown. You know, she's a wonderful scientist. She's a wonderful researcher, researching things that she's written about that have, you know, generated huge, huge impact.
Yeah.
And at the same time, you know, it's going to come through life experience.
Yeah.
Have you had the experience? And I'm a big, life is the teacher.
Absolutely.
I'm the experiencer. And that's what makes me the authority in my own life. And, you know, it sounds like you're doing that too. So it's just interesting because yesterday in my group, we did a podcast on grief. Mm. And when I was sending the invitation to invite the, you know, the host to come in and speak about grief, in the line, I said, you do not need a certification.
Yeah.
You don't need to be grief certified because everyone that's in this group has experienced loss and grief. Yeah. And so you can speak from that. And those are the stories we're telling. And that's basically what you're saying also.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a friend of mine who ended up becoming a client kind of, but she's been through so much. And last year, sometimes she was telling me like kind of how I felt too, like there's no way that I've gone through all this for no reason. And I was like, well, you can help you're a few steps ahead of women who are at the beginning of their divorce process, right? Like maybe women who just found out that their husband cheated on them. Mm-hmm. How would it have changed for you if you had someone like you where you're at now at the beginning of your journey. And she was like, oh my gosh, it would have been life changing. And I'm like, well, then you can change other people's lives. You know, you can help these women going through these really hard things. You can help them just based on your experience. And she was like, but I'm not a therapist. Like most of my help came from therapists. And I'm like, you don't have to be, you can just hold their hand. You know, you can walk with them through the process and just help them, you know, figure it out. Cause that's such, divorce is such a lonely thing. If you've, you know, if you don't know anybody who's gone through it, it's really, it can be really difficult. And so now she's went on to, she has her own coaching program now, one-on-one and group coaching. She has a top 10% podcast. So I'm like, look at the people, look at the women's lives that you're changing because you took that step of courage. You know, you put yourself out there and it's just totally paid off.
And you were the bridge. And you were the bridge. And so that's really good. I mean, the fact that you're empowering women into their financial abundance is mm-hmm. so important, especially after loss, going through divorce. I mean, that's so huge, you know, whatever it is. You know, I'm not saying that it's not hard for men. It's hard for men too. But I know women have had to deal with a lot of things that they've had to bring into balance in their lives. And that is including money and business mm-hmm. and, you know, all doing all of the things that men have been able to do for so many years and really owning that status too. I'm an empowered woman. I'm an empowered leader. I'm an empowered business owner and I'm not, you know, I can do this. And that's the point. Looks like that's what you're doing for her. So she must be really, really happy that you supported her. It, you know, it's kind of like you gave her a lifeline.
I just gave her permission to just do it, you know, and that's what I do with a lot of my clients. So many of my clients are like, well, I have one who's a photographer. She's like, I don't have any photography skills. I'm like, yeah, but are you good at taking pictures and editing pictures? And she's like, yeah, I've been doing it forever. I love it. And I'm like, well, then why do you need a formal education in Photoshop or a formal degree? Like you don't need that to do something you love and to get paid for it, you know? And it's just really cool to watch these women kind of come to this realization of, oh wow, I went through this learning experience of some kind, whether I DIY'd how to teach myself how to do something, or I mean, YouTube, anybody can learn anything on YouTube these days, you know? And if you put that into action and you implement the things you learn and then you really get the life experience, you can actually teach someone else or, you know, provide a service and make money from it. You know, anybody, I truly believe anybody can be a business owner. And the key though, for, in my opinion, is you have to truly love what you do. You have to really be aligned that it fulfills you and lights you up. Otherwise, those hard days when you want to throw in the towel, it's going to be really easy to throw in the towel if you're not, you know, if your heart isn't in it. But when you have that business that you love, like that's, you know, where I am, I love what I do so much. There's nothing that could stop me. Like there's no valley. There's no heartbreak that could make me stop doing what I'm doing. And that's what I help other women find. So
that's so good. You've been there and done that. You've gone through the valleys. You've gone through the tough periods. And through that time, you kept choosing your passion over and over again. And that's why I love that so much. I totally 100% resonate with you about you don't have to have the degree, that you can be passionate and believe in yourself. That's the thing, and to make money in your business. Let me ask you, you know, do you find a lot that women have a hard time asking for to be paid, asking for money, like when they start putting their business together and then putting the contract together or whatever, and then, you know, asking the person or even marketing themselves and putting themselves out there? Do you find that a lot with women that, you know, you have to have a conversation with them?
Yeah, absolutely. I see it all the time. Women afraid to say, do you want more info, or can I send you this whatever? You know, a lot of women leave it open-ended because they don't want to be pushy. They just say, let me know if you're interested, or, you know, give me a call. Like they put it in the hands of someone else when, they should take that action, you know, and it's so different between men and women. Men have that confidence just naturally. And women over, you know, so much time have just been conditioned to, not be that way, to not ask for the payment, to not ask for the sale. And it's, you know, it's, that's what my, I feel like that's what my purpose is, to empower them to say, no, you deserve to be paid. Women absolutely undervalue themselves. I feel like most women should probably be paid double what they, what they charge.
Yeah.
And so it's just a process of helping these women overcome, you know, the money mindset issues. I do a lot of mindset work in my coaching too, overcome those money mindset issues so that they're confident in what they charge.
Well, part of the reason why the women are like that, they're not as confident as the men are, is because of our human conditioning and our, you know, the era that we were all born into. I mean, women's rights, you know, were just, you know, that in itself was just voted in the last 100 years, you know, and how many women, how many women millionaires or billionaires have we had that are entrepreneurs? We have a lot to balance out in that, and having our business and taking our business to the next level and, you know, earning that 9-figure income is, you know, what you can have. But like you said, I think it's important to have a coach like you, because that way people can work with a coach. Everybody needs a coach.
Everybody,
right? Right? Because, I mean, even athletes, they have coaches. A singing coach, a voice coach. So, we've got just a few minutes left. Let's give everyone your social media handles and let them know how to reach you.
Yeah, I am just about anywhere, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, I think even LinkedIn, maybe. I'm at With Hannah Noel, and that's Hannah without an H at the end, and Noel like Christmas, N-O-E-L. So With Hannah Noel, just about everywhere.
That's so great. I love that you're empowering women and helping women to embrace their true magnificence, their prosperity, their abundance, doing what it is that they love, because they absolutely deserve it.
Absolutely. Yeah. We are, women are so valuable and so worthy. And that's, you know, such a big message too, that you're worthy to chase your dreams.
And I just want to close with this. And that is, when women have money, shit gets done.
Yeah. Women with good money do a lot of good things. That's what I always say.
When women have money, shit gets done. So we need to empower women to have money. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We love you and appreciate you so much. And we'll see you again next time. All right. Take good care.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love. Your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.